you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001202465038.
Here are our top stories this evening.
South African President Jacob Zuma, the SADC mediator in Zimbabwe, dispatches envoys to Harare to push for political reforms and or assess the situation ahead of Saturday's constitutional referendum.
Our mission is the usual. You know, we always have to come here whenever there are things that we need to do. But the focus right now is the referendum.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai takes the Yes Vote campaign to Bulawayo, urging his supporters to back the draft charter he says would change the politics of the country.
This constitution should also, to a greater extent, protect the minority. With the minority, we have our rights. Majority rules, but without suppressing the minority. This is the fundamental basis.
Amnesty International says Harare must stop the clampdown against rights activists.
And Studio 7 presents our voting guide to the referendum layout, answers to six key questions about Saturday's vote, such as what documents you need to present and what the ballot will look like.
SADC mediator in Zimbabwe, South African President Jacob Zuma, has dispatched envoys to Harare to push for political reforms and to assess the political situation ahead of the constitutional referendum on Saturday. The envoy's mission follows a SADC summit of the Troika of the region of Organ on Politics, Defense and Security Cooperation in Pretoria last weekend, when the body decided to back Mr. Zuma's mediation efforts in Zimbabwe. SADC is urging Harare to implement media security and electoral law reforms. Speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu, SADC Executive Secretary Thomas Salamau confirmed the SADC position.
The major focus of the summit was basically the report of President Zuma in his capacity of the SADC facilitator in Zimbabwe on the recent developments on Zimbabwe, and basically summit endorsed the report of the facilitator and its recommendations and commend the facilitator for that. But at the same time, the Organ Troika Summit commended the political parties signatory to the Global Political Agreement for completing the constitutional making process which created conditions for holding the referendum. And you are aware that the referendum will be held on 16th of March. And in view of that, the Troika Summit urged the Zimbabwean citizens to participate in the referendum in order to pave the way for holding peaceful and credible elections in Zimbabwe when the date is set. The Organ Troika Summit also called the political parties to the Global Political Agreement to continue to work together towards creating a conducive environment for the forthcoming elections in the Republic of Zimbabwe. The Troika Summit will remain seized with the political developments in the Republic of Zimbabwe.
That was SADC Executive Secretary Thomas Salamau speaking with VOA by phone from Pretoria, South Africa.
Lindiwe Zulu, spokesperson for the envoys and international relations advisor to Mr. Zuma, said they are continuing to push for the election roadmap to be implemented.
Our mission is the usual. You know, we always have to come here whenever there are things that we need to do. But the focus right now is the referendum.
But have you managed to meet the three political parties?
Yeah, we have. We've met everybody that we needed to meet, including the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, JOMIC, the political parties. We've also attended even public meetings, like the meeting that was held yesterday by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, where they were spelling out the activities towards the day, Saturday itself. Their state of readiness.
How about the recommendations from the SADC Troika Summit?
It's not about the implementation of those resolutions. It's about the implementation of the Global Political Agreement. And that global political agreement, there's a place for the constitution making process, which also includes the referendum. And that's where we are right now on Saturday, is the referendum. And it's the preparations for the referendum, which so far are going very well. If there are any problems, I think that we will be able to deal with those problems. JOMIC will have to deal with those problems. Government will have to deal with those problems. So far, we are satisfied with the plans. But of course, being satisfied with the plans is one thing, and the day itself, things rolling out is another. But we are satisfied with what we are hearing.
Zimbabwe Democracy Institute board member Gladys Hlatshwayo says regional leaders must not relent their attempts to resolve outstanding issues.
I think it is imperative for SADC and SADC facilitator President Jacob Zuma to ensure that the outstanding issues or the key reforms are actually implemented before we can even talk about an election. We have already started seeing, you know, cases of violence. So I think going forward, SADC must insist on key reforms around security sector reform, around media reforms, and even around how elections are generally managed, as well as the general environment of the election. I think it is very important for them to insist on these things to be done before we go to the next election. I think given the conduct of President Jacob Zuma over the time that he took over from President Mbeki, I think we have seen movement in terms of reforms in Zimbabwe. I think he has really insisted on the political parties in Zimbabwe to take seriously the GPA. So myself, I'm very optimistic. And I think the carrot that we can use here is that all the political parties in the GPA, they now want elections. And I think as SADC, they should simply insist that without reforms, you are not going to elections. If you want elections, then you have to implement in full the global political agreement that you signed on the 15th of September 2008.
That was political analyst Gladys Hlatshwayo.